This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Americans as a group give more than $300 billion to charity every year, for which many of those Americans get a break on their taxes. That charitable deduction, as it's called, costs the U.S. Treasury about $50 billion. And this week on the show, we're looking at high-end philanthropy in a series we're calling A Lot to Give. Our wealth and poverty reporter Chrissy Clark gets us going with a story about what that deduction can tell us about American giving.
On December 31st, about 10 years ago, a woman named Carol Komatsuka was at her job at a nonprofit in Los Angeles when her coworker got an unexpected phone call. It was from a man who was at that very moment on his way to their office building.
Asked for someone to meet him on the curb in front of the office.
A few minutes later, a Mercedes pulls up. This guy gets out.
And he handed over this envelope, and in the envelope was a check for $100,000.
$100,000. Now, full disclosure, Carol Komatsuka, the woman who told me this story, currently works for our sister station, KPCC Public Radio. But back to this story. When I heard it, my question was, what exactly was the rush? Why not wait a few days till after the holidays to give $100,000? A wealth advisor named Robert Pagliarini says it probably had something to do with these two words.
Tax deduction.
The tax deduction you can take on charitable gifts can turn the simple act of giving into something a little more strategic. Pagliarini says things start to matter that otherwise wouldn't, like when you give your money.
You want the biggest bang for your buck.
And you get a bigger bang if you donate in a year when you're in a higher tax bracket. As Pagliarini explains, if you give away, say, $100,000 in a year when you fall into the 39% tax bracket, you could shrink your taxes by $39,000 with the charity deduction. But if you're in a lower tax bracket, say 25%, your tax break is smaller, just $25,000. This rush to get the biggest benefit out of a charitable act might not be exactly what was in mind when the charity deduction first got started almost 100 years ago, but it might not be too far off. Let me set the scene. It was the Gilded Age, a time when a small group of Americans were making very large amounts of money and giving some of it away to schools and libraries and other causes they cared about. Then, in 1917, something happens.
The World War, the First World War, young Americans are drafted or volunteer, going to make the world safe for democracy.
But the war would make things unsafe for philanthropy. At least that's what a U.S. senator named Henry Hollis feared. That's because to pay for the war, Congress was in the process of hiking up the new income tax on the rich from 15% to 77% in just a couple years. With the wealthy suddenly giving so much money to the government, Hollis worried that their gifts to charity would dry up. As he wrote bluntly at the time, people really only contribute to charities out of
their surplus. After they've done everything else they want to do, after they've educated their children and traveled and spent their money on everything they really want or think they want.
This is maybe not the way we like to think of ourselves, where we're going to give till it hurts.
That's a tax historian named Joe Thorndike with a research group called Tax Analysts. He's written about the history of the charity deduction and why Senator Hollis pushed so hard for it.
What he's saying is we're going to give when it's convenient and it doesn't hurt that much. So government needs to make sure it doesn't hurt that much. That was in many ways the reason behind the creation of the deduction.
Research is divided about whether the deduction really affects the amount people donate each year. But the goal of the deduction has always been clear: to incentivize charitable giving. That goal, of course, only makes sense if you think charities are good for society. Most Americans do. Not everyone, though. Joe Thorndike says skeptics of the charitable tax deduction have argued that taxes can do what charities do better.
A lot of people who believe in the value of government and believe that taxes are the price we pay for civilized society, as Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes once said, those people think, hey, it's okay. We don't need charities to do all this stuff. We'd rather have government doing it. They'll do it more efficiently. It'll be better all around.
No matter how you feel about the charity tax deduction, Thorndike says what he loves about it is how many deep questions can lead from this one tax break.
Because it touches on what private charities are doing and what government might do if those charities disappeared, it really gets at the heart of what Americans think about their government and what they want their government to do and how they want to help people and, you know, all of that.
Those aren't questions we necessarily ask ourselves directly most of the time. But around the end of December, when Americans contemplate writing a check to their favorite charity and anticipate the tax deduction that could come with it, those questions are getting answered one way or another. Robert Pagliarini, the wealth advisor, says he sees his clients answer these questions all the time in a very practical way.
And most people that I've talked to and that I work with would prefer that they direct where that money goes and to which cause it goes to, rather than simply going to the government.
Pagliarini says there was this one client his firm had once who wasn't interested in taking any deductions.
And he looked at us and said, well, I don't want to pay less tax. He felt that he was in the United States, that he almost owed it to the country that enabled him to create the wealth that he did.
But Pagliarini says clients like that don't show up very often. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.